You live in a world where there are many things that challenge you, and they challenge you on several levels. One of them certainly is your mind, those things you must, shall we say, figure out so you know the best way to approach them. There are things that challenge your emotional well-being, that might be something that brings up a wound for you. And there are things that challenge your spirit. And those things are very active now, in that you are going to find that you are going to be challenged. And so we are going to remind you of a very powerful spiritual principle. And that is that the way your life is formed is based on what you decide. That concept is very difficult because of the patriarchal structure, because of the idea that your life is only important if something outside of you tells you that it is, or perhaps even more seductively, that something on the outside of you is going to help you heal if you will just turn over your power in exchange. So these principles are going on quite a lot now, because there is a kind of desperation for power that you are going to become aware of. Of course, you can see it in certain political places, but there are those who are very good at manipulating your mind, your emotions, and some people who are good at manipulating your spirit. But remember that you must stop, no matter what you are feeling, and look at what they are trying to do. Not even so much what they are trying to get, but what are they trying to do? And when we are speaking of that, we are speaking of ego satisfaction. Is someone trying to feel more powerful than you are? Is someone enjoying making you look like you do not know as much as they do? There is far too much of that going on now. And part of it is because of the instability of the world as it is now. Even if the hierarchy layers were not good and had corruption in them, you at least knew where they were. And now you do not know where they are. And people who have not chosen a clear path, who have not accepted personal responsibility for bringing to themselves, within themselves, what they need, you are going to find that many of these people are going to try to get it from you. And we are not making a frightening thing, but we are trying to call your attention to this, because any mortal on the earth can be what you call hooked. Someone can say something or do something that produces a feeling that you do not want to feel. And when that feeling happens, there is then a tendency for your power to leave you. And so we are simply giving you this as a guideline, because the more insecurity that is going on, the more you will find that there are people who are power grabbers and needing to feel more important, needing to feel that they have power, and they are perfectly happy to make you feel as if you do not, in order to get that. So it is simply a lesson to help you remember that. And also to remember that someone can ask for your power in many ways, but the decision to give your power is completely yours. So no matter what is going on, what the stimulus is or the upset is, if someone is asking for your upset, asking for your power, do not give it to them. Your life is formed by the way you use your power, not by the way someone else does. So simply keeping this in mind, this will not always be as pronounced as it is now, because there will be a time before too very long where we enter order again. And that will make things calm down a bit, and you will be able to center and be with yourself without challenge in a much easier way. And for that time, we know you long, as we do for you. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain fall around the outside of your body, and let that rain wash away struggle, wash away doubt, wash away any fear that you may have experienced as a result of walking through the world. Let that rain fall and give the rain that uncomfortable feeling that may have happened in your life. Let it go. And feel the air become blue with the blue of peace. And breathe peace into every aspect of your body. And feel a column of golden light come down from the universe, and let that column of light move through the chakra system in your body. And feel that universal light connect to the powerful energy of the earth. And feel your own energy become light. And move up, move higher and easier, out through your crown, up into the column of light. And become aware of the beauty and the passion of the universe that has been created, and of the universes past, the universe we know about. And feel your own place in all of this creation and honor it. and see that this golden light opens doors to invite you into a place that has been prepared for you. Walk into your place. And know the different lights that are here in your place. And feel the golden coins of energy falling all around you. And see a beautiful waterfall with a place where you may refresh yourself. Or lay in the waterfall and let the water rush over you, taking away anything you have not been able to release. Move your energy up a path to a place where your teacher waits, and spend this time with your teacher. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you, and take that gift. when you have known your gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And walk back through this place that is your place. And gather in the golden coins of energy. Fill with them. Step back through the gates into the golden energy of the universe and feel it heal you as you breathe it. Come back down to that tunnel of light and stop above your head. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.